Go back where we was in Ephesians 3. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Now we should have that boldness to go to the throne room of God because Jesus Christ has paid the price, mine and your sin, so we should be able to go into the throne room of God and pray the prayer of faith without any problem for anyone. Now let's go to the next verse. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's not difficult for me at all to kneel here on this floor when I think about who I'm serving, the King of Kings. Because I don't know about you, but I got a feeling if he appeared right there right now, I would have no problem falling on my knees.
No, not at all.
I might even fall completely flat on my face. I think about who he is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods. Wow. And to think he's our God and our Lord. And he's given us all this power and authority. Wow. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. If we pray that kind of a prayer, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Have you prayed a prayer like that for yourself lately? If you have not, you need to. You need to take these examples that he put in here in Ephesians 1 and 3, and you need to pray these kinds of prayer, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Have you prayed a prayer like that lately? Not lately. See, we all need to do that on a regular basis. Paul put these prayers in here as examples for us so we would know how to pray. I pray these kind of prayers on a regular basis. I pray them for other people, and I pray them for myself. I mean, as I was reading these things and studying these, I was in there in my office in my chair, sitting back with both hands just as high as I could raise them, asking the Lord to fill me with this kind of boldness. Give me this kind of revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Lord, I want to be used of you mightily to do great things for your kingdom. If we don't pray those kind of things, he's not going to do it for us. You have to ask him for what you want. And then you have to ask him in faith. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now then, this God that we serve, we just read a scripture that's been one of my favorite scriptures for a long, long time. He can do exceedingly, abundantly. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? All that I could even think or imagine. And I don't know about you, but I have a very big imagination. You do too. But me and you, Jesus is saying, you two guys are just wimps, that's all. Y'all can't even begin to think what I can do. And we can't. We can't. We can't comprehend that, can we? No, we really can't. When I look at the galaxies, when I look at night, when I go out and look at a star, and I think, that may be a whole galaxy out there that I'm looking at. It may have 10,000 stars in it. You know, I don't know. I can't comprehend a God that can make all of that. I just have to take it by faith. But when I realize he did all that, then I don't have near as much problems believing he can heal me or anybody else. So I can believe by faith that he can do these wonderful things. But he says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, as far as God is concerned, how much power does he have?
All.
Oh, because we just read he can do exceedingly abundantly. If he has all power and all authority, and if we're reading the word and hiding the word in our heart, then how much of this power do we have in us?
All.
We only have what we have hidden in our heart. People come to me all the time and say, I want to do what you do. I said, okay, it's definitely not something that's limited to me. I had a young man here a while back and said, I've been listening to your tapes, and what do I need to do? And I said, well, son, you need to get in the Word 2 or 3 hours every day. So 6 months later, he come back and said, Pastor, I've been in the Word at least 2 or 3 hours every day, and I've not seen one single answer to prayer. It ain't working. I said, how long have you been doing this now? He said, 6 months. I said, well, according to the way it worked for me, you only got 9.5 years left. I said, it took me 10 years before I saw God do my first miracle. 10 years. I was in the Word night and day for 10 years. And then I prayed a prayer and He answered it. And I was so startled that He did it. And again, I'll tell you what, it was another wart. It was a wart on the back of a young man's hand, big as a nickel. He come in, had that big old white stuff all over his hand. And I said, Cliff, I said, what's wrong with you? He said, oh, Thurman, I got a big old wart on my hand and I've been putting this medicine on. I want it to go away. I said, Cliff, come over here. I come where I looked at it, I felt of it and everything, and I said, you'd like for that to go away? He said, well, of course, that's what I'm putting the medicine on it for. I said, Cliff, write down your full name for me. Clifton Wayne Hurley. I still remember. I took that and I said, it'll go away, I guarantee it. Now, wait a minute. It'll go away, I guarantee it? You know you can't make a statement like that. Yes, you can. If you've been studying the Word for 10 years, you can. So I went home and I got on my knees in fear and trembling. And I quoted some verses from God's Word. And let me show you one of those verses. John 14:13-14. Look at this. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
Now, is that an awesome statement?
Yes.
But, oh, I know. God made that only for Thurman Scrivener. He didn't make it for nobody else. Is that right?
No.
Now, you don't believe that, do you, young lady? He made that for you too, didn't he? Yes, he did. He made that for every one of his children. So I got on my knees and I prayed and I used that verse and I asked the Father in Jesus' name to take away the wart on the back of the hand of Clifton Wayne Hurley. And I said, Lord, thank you. I praise you for doing it for him. It's done. I'd already stepped out on a limb. I'm standing out on a limb with 1 foot out in wide open space. I guarantee it'll come off. About 3 or 4 weeks go by, and Clifton Wayne, he called me, Thurman, this is Cliff. I said, well, son, how you doing today? He said, you know that wart I had on the back of my hand? I said, yeah. He said, it's gone. I said, you don't mean it. Now, what kind of faith did I have? Maybe it's not even measurable, right? Tiny. But is God merciful to us when we first start?
Amen.
Yeah, He is. If He wasn't merciful, what do you think I could have done? I didn't have no faith, but I saw Him take off that wart. Guess what that did for me? That drove me back into the Word, and my faith was going through the roof. I had seen God do something that nobody else could do. Wow! It'll light your fire.
Amen.
Well, it lit mine, I'll tell you for sure. But the longer I stayed in it, the more I stayed with it, the more I read, the bigger. In fact, I remember one year as a Baptist deacon, when I started seeing lots of answers to prayer, I remember a man that was in my Sunday school class. We had a Christmas party or New Year's party, whatever it was. It was this time of year. When I walked in, this other guy said, Thurman, what kind of great things has God been doing in your life this year? I said, Roland, it can't get no better than this. I said, I've seen 6 healings this year. I said, I seen 6 answers to prayer. It just can't get no better than this. Little did I know the day was coming when I would see 6 answers to prayer in an hour in a healing school. Isn't that amazing? When people say, I want to be like Elisha and Elijah. Elijah, he done how many miracles? 8. Elisha said, I want a double portion of what you have.
Yeah.
And how many miracles did he do? 16. That's exactly right. So don't limit yourself by what somebody else done. The only one I'm going to say is, Jesus, I want a double portion of what you had.
Amen.
Now then, if I get a double portion of what Jesus had, I'm going to get a bunch of them, right? I don't want to limit myself. I don't want to say, well, Elisha, he done 16 miracles, so I want to do 32. Because if I had prayed that prayer, I'd have been out of miracles a long time ago. I don't want to go there. I don't want no limitations. Do you think he wants you to be limited? No, he wouldn't have made these kind of promises if he had a plan for you to be limited. That's why he told us we could do all these things. Now let's go back to that Ephesians 3:20 where we was. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now then, think about this. We serve a God that makes us a promise like this, that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can even think or imagine. So why does it not work for us? See, I was watching Christian television, Trinity, here a few years ago, and there was two pastors on the show that morning when I got up and turned it on, getting ready to go to work. Turned on Christian television, and they were talking about some of these awesome promises in God's Word, like that Mark 11, 23, and so on and so forth, and John 14, 13, and 14. And they said, you know, these are awesome promises, but we've never seen anybody that could make these work. And I thought, hey, guys, I've learned how to make it work. I've learned how to make it work. Well, let me show you a few things in God's Word why they don't work. Let me take you to Psalm 66, verse 16 through 20. If he's going to do these things through us, there's got to be something wrong with us in the church because we're not seeing a lot of miracles and a lot of answered prayer. Not like we should. So let's see what he says in Psalm 66, 16 through 20. Come and hear, all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. That should be the testimony of all of us. We should have many answers to prayer. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Or I praised him, is what he's trying to say. When's the last time you praised the Lord? Have you done it often enough? Most of us have not. We need to be praising him. You know, when's the last time you walked in a restaurant and somebody said to you, praise the Lord? You know, I don't know how to say anything but praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I mean, I can't talk without saying praise the Lord. You know, if you want to be embarrassed because of the name of Jesus, don't go anywhere with me. Guaranteed, because I'm going to talk about Jesus. I've had people tell me they don't want to talk about Jesus. I said, I'm sorry, sir, that's all I know how to talk about. And if you're around me, you're going to hear Jesus.
Amen.
You know, and that's just the way I am. I'm going to talk to you about Jesus. I'm going to praise him. But that's the same thing this guy's saying here. It's just writing the psalm. Come in here, all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Do you know that I have forgotten so many answers to prayer? People call me all the time and say, I was here and you prayed for me and this happened. Do you remember it? I have no clue. What a problem to have.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Take Everything to God in Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.